Chuck Frayer of the Clark County Commission on Aging is an expert in housing issues and how they impact the disabled. The KBOO News' Lisa Loving speak with him about the Commission's monthly public forum agenda for the coming year. Find out more about their work at clark.wa.gov. Follow the links to community planning and listen up.
Clark County Commission on Aging is focusing this year on housing, especially for people 50 and older. So, Chuck, we wanted to first ask you, why did the commission make that decision? Why focus all your events this year on housing?
Whenever we really started looking at all of the different issues that were in front of us, one really popped out that became a focus was housing, because it does touch so many different areas that we were looking at, and it is a major piece of today's world.
Now, you have monthly events all throughout the year of 2016, and so you're touching on literally almost a dozen different issues as they relate to housing. So can you talk a little bit about the community of people that is served by the Clark County Commission on Aging?
Well, we're talking about Clark County itself, and within Clark County is seven smaller communities, cities, of course, Vancouver being the largest, and we're looking at how we can start to educate people about aging themselves. One of the things I guess we found is myself. I just turned 65. I am a baby boomer, and baby boomers deny what is happening to us, and then all of a sudden we find ourselves in a position. A heart attack happens. You know, we break a. We fall and bust a hip, something major happens, and then we find ourselves having to move into a different place. And what we're really all about is looking at aging in place, creating independent living and affordable, livable neighborhoods is what we're really trying to do.
So in many ways, you're not just talking to residents who live in Clark County, you're also looking at the infrastructure that the county has as it serves people who are over 50. It's not just the people living there, but you're maybe equipping them to start advocating for themselves as far as the infrastructure itself. What are some of the things that Clark County lacks for people over 50?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. Well, first of all, is just as it is in Portland and every place, is affordable housing is just a huge issue. And then whenever you're talking about affordable housing, of course you open up the can of worms as far as homeless issues are concerned. Then also whenever you're talking about aging in place and livable neighborhoods, you start talking about transportation and transportation needs. People needing to be able to get from wherever they live to bus stops or transportation there is in a safe way. Here in Vancouver, Clark County, I live just in Clark, just on the edge of Vancouver, and in an older neighborhood. However, my home is a fairly new home. It was built about 12 years ago in a little, what I call a node. And for me to be able to get out to and go about a block and a half, there is no sidewalks. I have to get out into the street to go down to the bus stop. And I happen to be a person who sits in a wheelchair, and so as a disabled person, that's a huge, huge concern for me. And whenever you're talking about sidewalks, you're really talking about everybody, you know, moms with strollers, seniors, kids, everybody trying to, you know, to be able to get to wherever they're going in a very, very safe way. So housing then, and, you know, whenever you're talking about whenever you're talking about livable neighborhoods, you're talking about transportation, you're talking about health issues, you're talking about good, accessible design for a home if you want to live in it. And that's where my expertise comes into play.
Talk about that a little bit more. I mean, many of us say, for example, you've been in a position to purchase a home so that you could maybe grow old in that home. I know a lot of people purchase property so that they can flip it and make a profit from it. But there are people who feel rooted in their homes and they don't want to contemplate leaving. And there's a number of issues around that. There's this concept of aging in place. There's also how do you remodel or retrofit your home, say, for example, to make it suitable for a wheelchair or a walker. Can you talk a little bit just about how important home is? And let's just start out asking, what does it mean aging in place? Because you've talked about that a few times now.
Yeah, aging in place is such a broad term, but I think it's also a very, very good term. Because like myself, I'm 65. I bought this house about 12 years ago. I'm very, very fortunate. It was built for a person in a wheelchair. It is 110% accessible, what I go and call universally accessible. Anybody can live in this house and live in this house very, very comfortably. However, there is, I bet there might be maybe 10 homes in the greater Vancouver, Clark County area that is an accessible, livable home like mine is. And what I see all the time, we literally have hundreds of houses being built right now. All of these houses have 1, 2, 3, 4 steps to be able to get up into them. And all of these places are 200, 250, 300,000 dollars. And many, many of them are being bought by baby boomers who are looking to downsize and move into a smaller place. And they're looking at right now then. They're not looking down the road. They're looking at right now that they're in very good health, all of that. However, they just spent $300,000, $400,000 on a place. Next year, they end up having a heart attack. Or something major happens, they get cancer, whatever. And now then, they are looking at retrofitting a $300,000 place to go and make it more accessible. And they're talking about spending another $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to be able to go and do that. And so what we're really trying to bring out as a huge issue is that we need to be thinking about these things now. We need to be designing and building our homes out there to be more accessible for right now then. Because if you build it accessible now then, 15, 20, 50 years from now, it will still be accessible to somebody. And that's very, very important.
You have an array of events coming up, monthly events throughout the rest of this year. Many of them are on the theme of how to age in place, how to stay in your home, how to remodel, how to afford remodeling, how to choose options that will serve you for decades to come. And then what I think is really interesting, Chuck, is there's June 21st, Aging Commission members are going to make a presentation to the Clark County counselors, sharing information they've gotten from these meetings and perspectives of the experts and the public. And then at the end of the year, also in December, you guys are going to have another event just about how to use the information that people have learned throughout the year. Again, I have to bring it back to this as we're getting close to the end of our segment, where it seems like you guys are actually trying to empower the people in your community to try to make changes in their community, almost, I don't want to say political changes, but structural changes. Can you just talk about that a little bit? What will it look like as far as this project in the long term, the Clark County Commission on Aging? Do you have a sense of what is the bigger purpose, the bigger goal at the end of this year?
Yeah, I think you've really nailed it. I think we not only do we have on one side where we have to advocate, educate people for right now, then making decisions, but we also have to be looking at the big picture of what's going on, not only here politically in Clark County with developing new code for building or remodeling, new design standards for building or remodeling, but we also have to be looking at what's going on in the state of Washington, and be working with the state of Washington's housing group too, which this is not only with every state is really starting to realize that the big tsunami is happening, and it is happening right now then. And literally 10,000 people a day are retiring right now. 10,000 people a day. And so in the next 15 to 20 years, the need for having our neighborhoods and our transportation and health so much more accessible is going to be tremendously important to us.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:58. Coming up next, Cutie Pock Talk.
The 18th Annual Homelessness Marathon Broadcast, a national town hall discussion on poverty and homelessness in America.
I think it would be pretty startling for the majority of the public to know that within about two blocks from the White House itself, there are homeless people sleeping in parks.
This year, we'll be live from the streets of Washington, D.C. That's the Homelessness Marathon broadcast, coming to you soon and heard right here on this radio station.
This station is KBOO Portland. Hear the Homelessness Marathon live beginning at 5 p.m. Wednesday, February 17th, and continuing until 6 a.m. Thursday morning.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Oregon Student Nurses Association Convention 2016, Empowered for Excellence. That's taking place February 20th from 8 to 4:30 at the PCC Sylvania campus in Portland. This year's keynote speaker will be Dana Bjarnason, the Chief Nursing Officer and Vice President of OHSU. Topics covered by the conference include flight nursing, forensic nursing, veteran care, public health nursing, and more. Again, that's the Oregon Student Nurses Association Convention 2016, Empowered for Excellence, taking place Saturday, February 20th from 8 to 4:30 at the PCC Sylvania campus, 12000 Southwest 49th Avenue in Portland. The Oregon Student Nurses Association, working to lead the future of nursing. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more